The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. Hey, we're going to start this show with a delusion off. Which one is more delusional? Graham Zelensky, former Democratic Party of Wisconsin, still current loon, or defeated Brown County Supervisory candidate Jason Wisniewski? I will tell you why I tie the two together. As you are aware, it surfaced that Jason had a conviction for animal abuse. He gave a very iffy defense of that. He then later went on to post something at the Green Bay Papers website. I'm not going to repeat it again. Said something vicious about State Senator Dave Hansen. Got his butt kicked in yesterday's election by incumbent Tom Sieber, as you would have imagined. From the moment all of this stuff came up, I have never defended Jason Wisniewski. I was brutal to him after the Hansen statements. Graham Zelensky, who said bye-bye to reality apparently some time ago, keeps posting on his Twitter feed that I am supportive of Jason Wisniewski. You don't do Twitter, Jason. You should see this. He literally is out of touch with reality. Oh, you've got to see it. It's hysterical. But I think Jason is right up there with Graham. Here's what he posted on Facebook last night. Dear Green Bay Press Gazette, a defamation of character lawsuit is coming your way. I wonder if that's a typo. I wonder if he meant definition. Well, it would make more sense. And then who I think is his wife, post, let's not forget the three news stations that lied about what you said and edited your statement out. His wife also called Dave Hansen the same name. This is incredible. Of course, Jason was trounced, as he should have been. I have no idea what the Republican Party is going to do. They asked him to resign his position, his leadership position. I don't believe he has. I don't know if they're going to make moves to... I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know. But this was one of those times where someone who claims to be a conservative, and maybe politically he is, but there's a whole raft of things here, including trying to get me not to talk about this until after the election. They just both... they appear to be equal parts delusional. This is interesting. Because I'm getting criticized from Graham Zelensky. It's really funny, and I've just stopped responding. I would just call him crazy every time he would post one. He posted another one yesterday, and I said, oh, Graham Zelensky's now suddenly rational, sane, coherent. April Fools! Jason, you have to see it. It is just so far off the deep end. But apparently Jason Wisniewski is as well. Let's talk more about the elections. As I predicted, it was a pretty big night. In fact, it was a really big night for school referenda. And I want to stress, the Ashwaubenon questions were not school referenda. They were community questions. It was in conjunction with the village of Ashwaubenon. But that did impact the schools to some degree because it's new facilities. Those passed any from 69 to 75%. By the way, I voted for two. I voted against two. But all four passed. I voted against the new community center. They did not convince me on that. And I voted against the hot water swimming pool. That got the fewest percentage-wise votes, but still about 69%. So, big wins there. The Green Bay school referendum passed overwhelmingly. Howard's passed overwhelmingly. Denmark's passed pretty comfortably. So it was really what I predicted, that it was a big night for those referenda. I felt all of them were going to pass. And they did. It'll be interesting to see, because there were a number of referenda around the state where rural school districts were asking just to lift the cap on their spending because they need the money. They say with these confluence of events, probably in a day or so, we'll have a sense of what happened around the state. I traded instant messages with a friend today who was surprised by the success of the school questions. I said, I wasn't. I predicted it on the air. Jason, you did too. You did. Okay, why? Here are my reasons why. I was pretty confident that they were all going to pass, although I really didn't favor any of them. I didn't. The Denmark one I didn't really weigh in on. Howard Swamigo, I thought should have been no. Green Bay, I thought should have been no. And I told him my feelings on Ashwaubenon. I was iffy, and I ended up voting for two and voting against two. But again, a different animal. And even, I'm not going to name names, but some people in TV news messed that up last night. That's not a school. It wasn't for school questions the way the other ones were. Schools around the state, school districts, for whatever reason, felt that they could start asking for money via referendum again. I mean, they were all over the state, as I just mentioned. They felt the economy was improving enough where if they could make the case that it wasn't going to impact property taxes all that much, which, as I always tell you, is not the most relevant point. The most relevant point is, can they make the case that they have been fiscally responsible otherwise and really need the money? But apparently people are feeling more flush than you might imagine, even though the economy is not recovering very quickly and is recovering quite anemically. People felt, well, okay, if the school needs this stuff, we'll give it to them. And as I said, they did all around Northeast Wisconsin. There really wasn't much. Here's the other thing. There really wasn't much organized opposition. Very late in the game, even after I did it, the Brown County Taxpayers Association came out against the Green Bay School referendum just last week. So that wasn't, you know, really, honestly, didn't have any impact. And apparently me opposing it didn't have any impact either. Passed overwhelmingly. Or at Swamico, as I said, passed fairly strongly. There really was take the failed Pulaski ones. That's just last year, right? The failed Pulaski ones in the last year. Well, because there were several of them, and I don't remember exactly where they fell. The community, you could tell, was split on those, and there was a lot of, you could sense that. I knew those were not going to go well. I just didn't feel any strong resistance to this. And given that 75-25 margin was common in these, that I was right. That's not saying I think voters did the right thing, but it's their choice, and that's what they did. I already mentioned that delusional Jason Wisniewski was trounced by Tom Sieber, liberal member of the Brown County Board, who everybody believes has future aspirations. He is believed to be the Democratic heir apparent to Dave Hansen's Senate seat. I don't know if that's true. I haven't asked Tom about it, but that's the belief system. He got a big win yesterday against a horribly flawed candidate. He cut a big break. And that will probably help propel him or embolden him if in fact this is Dave Hansen's last term, as it's being rumored. Again, I don't know any of that. Obviously, Dave Hansen doesn't talk to me, But I don't know that, but that's what's being rumored, and that Tom would be big. Let's talk for a moment about Guy Zimmer. Early on, I said that I believed Guy Zimmer was a heavy favorite to regain his city council seat and retain his supervisory seat on the county board. As you most likely know, if you follow local politics at all, Guy for years and years represented both. A couple of years ago, he lost the council seat but held his county board seat. Lost his council seat to Jim Warner. A while back, I did a segment where I speculate Jim Warner didn't seek re-election to the council seat and instead chose to challenge Guy for Guy's county board seat because even those who had cheered for Jim were very disappointed, felt he was lackadaisical, felt he didn't do anything. His wife, Angie, reached out to me in an email, and she was very upset about that. And what happened is, now don't get confused here. So Jim Warner, the alderman, chose not to run for that seat, challenged Guy for the county board, and Jim's wife, Angie, then ran in the District 8 City Council. So it was an open seat, and Guy was trying to reclaim it. Angie was trying to hold it after her husband gave it up. I said I didn't think she had much of a chance against him. She was very upset about that. They came in and saw me. And we talked. And she was very upset that I thought Guy was going to defeat her handily. Guy defeated her handily. 726 to 376, roughly 2-1. Kicked her butt. As I said, Angie, I'm just telling you the way I saw it, and I saw it exactly right. He also kicked Jim Warner's butt 2-1, just about, in the county board race. Here's why I predicted. Now, the county board race, he was an incumbent. Jim Warner was ineffectual against, by many people's measures, not mine, and there were those who supported him or wanted him to succeed, felt he was a disappointment. So he leaves the city council race seat to run against Guy on the county board, gets creamed. Here's why I think Angie got creamed. She's relatively unknown to the constituents, although she worked hard, and she's at every council meeting. She's someone who follows it very closely. Here's why I believe Guy Zimmer won. As you know, I joined others in criticizing Guy's behavior in the past. I also pointed out that he has been a perfect gentleman in these past 2 years, kept himself off the radar. I believe he did that because he knew he needed to do that to win. But here's why I believe Guy won. While I often disagree with his approach, with his tactics, with his manner, with his methods, he is something the council doesn't have right now. A fly in the ointment. Somebody who will question and challenge things. That's what he is. Now, I think over the decades that he's been in office, sometimes Guy got a little too full of himself, and it was too much about Guy, where he felt that the health insurance plan for county supervisors was an entitlement and that sort of thing. Let's see if the time, now he's been on the county board the whole time, but let's see if that time off has changed him in his approach. But what city council does need is someone who's going to stand up and challenge Jim Schmidt, the mayor, which nobody's doing right now at all. Related to that, I don't know. I know a lot of people, myself included, were watching these elections. Has the dynamic of the city council changed enough to make a difference in the downtown Walmart debate? I don't know. They're in a better position than they were. But I really don't know. I think it continues to be a tough uphill battle. I really do. Scientists say the longer you're in the Tea Party, the more racist you become. That's what they didn't want you to hear behind closed doors in Madison. We'll get to that in the next hour. It's 8:56.
I don't like Rush Limbaugh.
He has no clue what he's talking about.
He's got-